It's been a big week here in Washington, from President Obama's inauguration ceremony, where he outlined some ambitious and progressive priorities in his inaugural speech, to Defense Secretary Leon Panetta announcing the ban on female troops serving in combat has been lifted.
Joining us now live to talk about it all, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Gwen, what a week it was.
I know, and that was even before the snow fell.
That's right. There didn't seem to be anything that people could recognize leading up to Panetta's lifting of the ban. Was it a surprise?
Well, you know, it's been talked about and debated, especially in military circles, for years. And there are a lot of women who obviously have served in combat. We have a member of Congress who lost both legs in combat. It's not the first thing. But at the same time, the first time it's ever happened, but it's still historic, the idea that would happen. I think the timing clearly was well thought out. It's, in some ways, you can look at it as the spoils of victory. The Democrats win. Leon Panetta is leaving, and he gets to add this to his legacy of also allowing gay people to serve in the military. Lots of things have changed in the military in the last 4 years, and I think that it's one of those things which the Obama administration is happy to be able to take credit for as the first term ends and the next one begins.
And this is one of several things that President Obama has been pointing to over the next 4 years, but it's one thing to outline them in a speech. It's another thing to accomplish them politically. Where does he stand on that front right now?
Well, it's very interesting. I heard you saying that it felt like the inauguration was 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you on that. It's been a big week. And one of the things that he did in that inauguration was create kind of a framework for what's to come. He didn't sound as hopeful or as idealistic as he did 4 years ago. That's because he's had 4 years under his belt of fighting battles and every step of the way. And he sent unmistakable signals, at least it was read that way by Republicans, that he plans to forge ahead without them. So that we saw very clearly his overarching ideas. We're going to see how he acts on them in the details, which, of course, is where everything sticks at his State of the Union speech. And he's made it clear that he is aware of his poll numbers and that he has the upper hand for now in terms of people trusting him to do things. So Republicans have spent the week navel-gazing, trying desperately to figure out which is the best way out.
It was interesting because, like you just said, he gave this sweeping inaugural address, and really, within a week, Leon Panetta made some of that a tangible reality.
That's true. What we want to see, that one is not as hard as some of the other things the president talked about. And talking about climate change, that's going to be a little bit harder. And coming up with this broad idea of equality is going to be a bit harder. We're not in the hole that we were 4 years ago in the economy, but still in a hole. So it's one thing to be able to do something by fiat. It's another thing to do something that requires congressional cooperation. And I think we've heard that that's not going to be an easy row.
Looking forward to the show tonight. Thanks, Gwen.
Okay, take care.
Washington Week with Gwen Ifill airs tonight at 8 on TV 26.